again, everyone. Lennox on Baseball live stream podcast as we recap day number 21 of the Major League Baseball regular season. Steve Lennox with you. We'll have Sugar's Random Thoughts. We'll open up in just a moment with That's Baseball, then our recaps. And as I've kind of gone live with this in the live stream rather than the audio podcast, which is still available on Spotify, I thought, you know, we're just going to pick three, four, five games on any particular day. Well, getaway day for some teams and a lot of series wrapping up on this Wednesday, but almost every game had some sort of theme to it. So we're going to get right into it. And we do open with That's Baseball. Was able to catch some of the Marlins game. They were home on Wednesday afternoon against the Giants. Giants starting pitcher, Keaton Wynn. He made the start, and during the broadcast, I believe it was on the Marlins side, they put the pitches that Keaton Wynn throws. I'll go backwards in terms of percentages. Keaton Wynn throws his slider, according to what they put up on the graphic, 15.9% of the time. He throws his sinker 20.5% of the time. His four-seam fastball, that comes in at 21.7% of the time. His number one pitch, okay, you're thinking he said slider, sinker, four-seamer. It's got to be a curveball, right? Where's the changeup? Well, it could be a split-finger change, but they're saying that Keaton Wynn throws his splitter 41.9% of the time. 41.9% of the time. We're seeing more and more pitchers throw the off-speed pitch a majority of the time during the course of their outings. Of course, fastball, breaking ball. That's what it's been forever. And there are a lot of guys out there who will say, hey, baseball, no matter what the level, establishing the fastball, that's baseball, not present day. Think about that number again. Your splitter is your number one pitch, 41.9% of the time. We recap day number 21 of the Major League Baseball regular season. And how about what the Red Sox needed and got from Tanner Houck Wednesday night at Fenway Park? And I've touched on this. The Cardinals and the Red Sox, right now, still very early on in the season, it seems like they take the field for any particular day or night, and it's almost like a must win. Well, the Red Sox got a win, and they won 2-0 against the Guardians on Wednesday night. Tanner Houck was outstanding. And I have a Tanner Houck story that I've shared many times before. The first college baseball games I ever broadcast for ESPN on the SEC network with Gabe Gross, former big leaguer, back in 2016, Easter Sunday, it was Tanner Houck and it was Kyle Wright. Houck for Missouri, Kyle Wright for Vanderbilt. It turned out to be a 1-0 game. Wright and Houck were absolutely outstanding early on in their college careers at that point, 2016. But that's one moment. A, doing my first ever college baseball broadcast on the SEC network. Yes, that was a great moment and a great day and a great weekend. But Houck and Wright, they spoiled me on that day with the 1-0 game. Houck was outstanding. 94 pitches, 69 for strikes. And talking about establishing the fastball, listening to Dave O'Brien, and I caught this one, picked it up in the middle innings on Nesson. His slider was outstanding. That's his out pitch. So Houck, 9 innings, 3 singles allowed, no walks, 9 strikeouts. Time of the game at Fenway, Red Sox win it 2-0, 1 hour and 49 minutes. I'm not saying every baseball game has to be under 2 hours, but that's legit. I've already seen on social media, they're calling it Tanner Houck turned in a Maddox. I don't know if I like that one, but if you want to go with it, bullpen absolutely needed the rest for the Red Sox. Houck gave him exactly that on Wednesday night. Rays 2 in the bottom of the 8th inning to go in front by a run at Tropicana Field against the Angels. Anthony Rendon, top of the 9th inning, continuing his hot stretch of hitting after getting off to a dreadful start at the beginning of the year. Rendon, RBI single, that tied the game up. Couple of batters later, Taylor Ward, RBI single. That made it 4. Ward's heroics coming with 2 outs in the inning, and the Angels able to prevail coming back against the Rays at Tropicana Field Wednesday night. Mike Trout did homer again. Mike Trout, 8 home runs and 11 runs batted in. 8 long balls and just 11 RBIs. Phillies able to hold on for a 7-6 victory. Rockies got 5 late in the 8th inning, but the Phillies managed to hold on for a 7-6 victory in Philadelphia. Christopher Sanchez, 6 innings, 1 run, 10 strikeouts in the start for Philadelphia. Schwarber and Turner. Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner going back-to-back with home runs in this one in the first inning. And Turner ended up with 3 hits, including that solo home run. Schwarber ended up with 2 home runs for the game and 3 runs batted in. No, I did not open up with the 1-0 game that we had around Major League Baseball on Wednesday, but we get to it right now. To know me is to know that I love the 1-0 game. I give a certain tip of the cap to that every once in a while. Brewers, a run in the eighth inning, beat the Padres in Milwaukee to take the finale 1-0. Padres' Michael King, let's just call it what it was, a tough luck loss. King was terrific. Got 23 outs. Did not give up a base hit until the Brewers had 2 outs in the sixth inning. And then Milwaukee, again, pushing that run across. They got it against Michael King. Tough luck loss. King, 7 2/3, 2 hits, earned run, and 10 strikeouts. Blake Perkins, 2-out magic with the RBI single in the eighth inning. King, again, did not allow a hit over the first 6 2/3 innings. Now, Milwaukee pitchers, it was sort of a bullpen day, and the Brewers with the win, able to avoid the series sweep. But the Brewers used 4 different pitchers to get the first 23 outs of that game. Nationals in Los Angeles against the Dodgers, 2-0 victory in the finale against LA. Nationals, their 2 runs in the first inning. C.J. Abrams led off the game with a home run. Third time he's done that in his big league career. And the home run coming off Dodgers rookie Landon Knack, who made his major league debut, ended up going 5 innings, gave up the 2 runs in the first inning. The second pitch that he ever threw in the major leagues today, the home run to Abrams. After that, settled down. So nice job by Knack to put that together. Nationals with the win in the finale, take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. C.J. Abrams, I mentioned the home run to lead off the game on just the second pitch of the game. Jake Irvin, 6 innings, 4 hits, no walks. Walked 1 and struck out 6, and he picks up his first one of the season. How about Kyle Finnegan? Another save, 1-2-3, 9th inning. And for Finnegan, save number 7 on the year for the Nationals. The Nationals are a team. I'll say it here. The Nationals, I think, are a team. As the season gets better, they're gonna have their bumps in the road. They're still young. They've got some talent that's on its way. They've made some good trades here in the last couple of years. They've got talent at the big league level. They've got talent at the upper level of the minor league system as well. So I think they're going to be a better team. They certainly can be that team that's a pain in the neck to contenders second half of the season. Can they be a 500 team this year? We'll wait and see on that one. Mets win again. Complete the series sweep at home. Wednesday afternoon, win the finale against the Pirates 9-1. The Mets sweep the series. They've now won 4 in a row, 2 over .500 for the first time this year, 4 straight, 6 of 7, and now 10-3 over their last 13. Again, noted that the Mets opened up the season losing their first 5 games, 10-3 since that 5-game losing streak to open up the baseball season. So the Mets are going in the right direction. Starling Marte, Harrison Bader, both homering for the Mets in the ballgame, and Tyrone Taylor. Big pickup for the Mets during the offseason. Taylor, 2-out, 2-run single, that in the 6th inning to add to the Mets' lead at that point in time against the Pirates. Yankees, you could call it a much-needed win for the Yankees. They came from behind, beat the Blue Jays in Toronto 6-4. With that, they avoid the series sweep. They also avoid a 4th straight loss. The Yankees got a run in the 8th inning on a home run by Juan Soto, who happened to be on base 5 times with 3 hits and a couple of walks. Then they got 4 runs in the 9th inning. Giancarlo Stanton had a home run in that 9th inning. And Aaron Judge, 0-for-12 to that point in the series, came through in the 9th. Judge, a base hit, and that brought in 2 runs. And the Yankees, again, win it 6-4. Dalton Varsho for the Blue Jays, a couple of home runs, 3 runs batted in. The Jays had their opportunities against Yankees pitching. However, they went 0-for-8 in the game. Mariners at home, 3 home runs, and they pull off the series sweep against the Reds, winning the finale 5-1. And it was Bryce Miller and the bullpen holding the Reds to just 1 base hit. That hit off of Miller, who picked up the win to improve his record on the season. He gave up just the 1 hit and 1 walk and struck out 7 in his 6 innings. The only hit he allowed was a home run to Elliot De La Cruz. Garver, Rojas, and Raleigh all going deep in the finale for the Mariners as they picked up the sweep at home in Seattle against the Cincinnati Reds. Josh Smith off the bench in a pinch came through with an RBI double in the 9th inning. Rangers came back and beat the Tigers in Detroit. They wrap up that series in Detroit on Thursday, and it will be Jack Leiter. In case you've been with us a couple of times, you now know that Jack Leiter does make his Major League debut. The former Vandy boy, the former first-round pick by the Texas Rangers, will make his big league debut on Thursday. Certainly looking forward to that one along the way. Braves, what can you say? Braves got a run in the top of the 10th inning, beat the Astros in Houston 5-4. With that, the Braves complete the series sweep. They've now won four in a row. Orlando Arcia, RBI single in that 10th inning. Braves pen, 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run allowed. Those 2 hits and the run allowed by Jesse Chavez. The rest of the bullpen taking it from there as they get it done. Now, my Texas friend, my buddy Ron Meredith, sent me a text yesterday, I believe it was. It was a long text, and it basically was everything that is wrong right now with the Houston Astros organization and the Astros with the loss on Wednesday. Now, 8 games under .500. I really do believe 99.9% of what my friend Ron Meredith said about the Houston Astros. Marcell Ozuna, another home run for Atlanta, is 8th on the season, now has 23 RBIs, that home run in the second. Justin Verlander, glass half full for the Astros. He does make his season debut Friday. That will come on the road in D.C. against the Nationals. How about Hayden Wesneski? Just up. This wasn't, hey, you're coming up and you're going to make your first appearance and first start or first relief appearance. This call-up was late. He got to the club Wednesday, came out of the bullpen to make his big league debut, was terrific, picked up the win, 4 scoreless innings, and the Cubs, a lot of teams around baseball, I'll say the Red Sox because I pointed that out a couple of times recently, but the Cubs needed innings out of their bullpen, and they got it from the rookie, Hayden Wesneski, who was terrific. Again, he got the big league, his first win in his big league debut, gave up just one hit and struck out 2 along the way. Nice job for the Cubs as they got the job done as they beat the Diamondbacks 5-3 in the desert in that series. Paid attendance, 9,551. Yeah, it was in Oakland. And those who were actually in attendance watched the A's win 6-3 against the Cardinals, who now drop a game below .500. White Sox lost one on Wednesday. They also won one. And in the doubleheader split against the Kansas City Royals, that's the number, 4. 4 total runs that the White Sox scored. They had the lead in game one, lost 4-2. And then in the nightcap, they earned a split of the series and snapped that losing streak. And they won that game by a score of 2-1. So they scored 2 in the loss and 2 in a win and get a split of the doubleheader. Cedric Mullins, the hero on Wednesday for the Orioles at Camden Yards. His first ever big league walk-off home run. Did it in the bottom of the 9th inning. Orioles over the Twins, 4-2. Orioles sweep the series. And the note here says they've now gone 5 straight games. 5 straight games with 3 or more home runs. So it's starting to warm up. The weather's still cold on the East Coast, but the bats for the Orioles, they're hitting long balls. How about this one? This is another great one. Albert Suarez, 34 years old, made the start for the Orioles on Wednesday. 5 2/3, no runs, 3 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts. His first appearance in the big leagues, pitched in 16 and 17 with the Giants. His first appearance in the big leagues coming on Wednesday since 2017. That season, he worked the complete year out of the bullpen at the big league level with San Francisco. Those are our recaps for day number 21 of the Major League Baseball season. A reminder, as we continue to build on this and hopefully continue to build on our audience as well, we certainly do appreciate you being on board with us. But as we build this, we are available with the audio version on Spotify, also available on the Lennox on Baseball Facebook page, also available live via our X feed at Lennox on Baseball and live on our YouTube channel as well at Lennox on Baseball. We do close with Sugar's Random Thoughts, bring back our sponsor. They're paid up in terms of their sponsorship. Brought to you by the Yellow Rose of Talbot Bed and Breakfast in Easton, Maryland. If you're considering a weekend getaway, if you're considering a getaway of any kind, and you're going to be on the East Coast, and you want to visit the beautiful Maryland Eastern Shore, consider staying at the Yellow Rose of Talbot B&B. You can tell my sister Tammy, and my brother-in-law Kenneth that I sent you their way. The random thoughts for the day. Well, here we go. Just reminded myself today, and maybe you need a reminder as well, Zach Greinke is still not officially retired. The Orioles and Yankees, I looked this up today because I was curious when that first series was going to come. It comes at the end of April. They'll play a 4-game series, final 2 days of April, first 2 games of May. They'll play 10 times before the All-Star break. And this is going to happen now with baseball, as they want parity and they want you playing more teams and all of those different things that went into the explanation as to why we're doing this. The Yankees and Orioles, top 2 teams right now in the AL East, will play 10 times in the first half, and they'll have 1 series, a 3-game series in Baltimore. That will not come till September. Just wanted to bring that up. I'm sure we're going to be talking about it, not only with the Yankees and the Orioles come the sprint run in September. But we'll be talking about that with a lot of teams that, you know, hey, the Braves and Mets or the Phillies and Atlanta Braves haven't played. And they've only played one series in the second half of the season when, you know, that division title is up for grabs. So just thought I'd throw that out there as well. Jack Leiter, in case you forgot, in case you need another reminder, Jack Leiter makes his major league debut with the Texas Rangers on Thursday. Leiter, Del Barton High School in New Jersey, high school teammate with Anthony Volpe, shortstop for the New York Yankees. We've touched on that as well. Just again, another friendly reminder. But he also played 2 years. He's a Vandy boy. Played 2 years in Nashville at Vanderbilt under head coach Tim Corbin. Tim Corbin, one of the great college baseball coaches over the years and present day. Tim Corbin, also a terrific person as well. So that's a wrap on day number 21 of the Major League Baseball regular season. Bill Slack, longtime coach, the minor league system for the Boston Red Sox, the same with the Atlanta Braves, and then at the end of his coaching career with the Kansas City Royals. Slacker once told me, a pitcher has to have this mindset. On or off in four. On or off in four. Think about that.